1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. This is Community Speaks, and it's being brought to you, as always, by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Stop into The Prescription Shop, where there is so much more than just prescription medication. Joining me today is Buffalo Bison head soccer coach Dick Edgecombe. We're starting another season here, Coach. Kind of introduce us to the team. Who is this year's Bison soccer team?
Well, good morning, Brady. Well, this year we've got four seniors, Brad Burns, Joe Ryman, Michael Swanson, and Michael Williams. And then we've got nine juniors that are out. Some of the names kids might remember from other sports, our parents, listeners might remember. Luke Glassick, Chase Haynes, Logan Ludwig, Nathan Kessler, Sawyer Sweckert, Jacob Velasquez. Those are our juniors. And then we've got a nice group of sophomores. There's one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight of those. Joe Musselman played a lot last year for us. We've got Mason Moon's giving it a spin and goal this year. He looks pretty promising. Taden Rodifer, Obie Rogers, Nate Swanson, a basketball player, John Zorbas. And then we've got a nice group of freshmen, too, and a couple of those have already played in varsity matches. We've had Max Kessler started for us at center fullback last weekend, and Taylor Swanson got a lot of meaningful minutes. That's kind of the group that we have. We have two foreign exchange students, one from that goes to school in Buffalo, Jerry Slomiak, and we have Jonas Hansen from Claremont. Jonas is from Denmark, and Jerry is from Poland. And we haven't got to see much of them yet in the game. Jonas hasn't had enough practices. He looks to be pretty skilled. And Jerry is a field player and a goalie, so it'll be kind of interesting to see how they come along.
Coach, you kicked off the season this past weekend in Casper against a Class 4A competition on Friday. Fell to Campbell County 1-0, the final in that one. The Bison appear, from looking at the score, that they played pretty well in that opening game.
Yeah, I wish we would have played them the third game when we had things figured out. And we'll get another crack at them because we go there next Thursday to play Campbell County, because I thought we really controlled the play. We just couldn't finish our breakaways. I think we had three in the first half alone where the forward came in one-on-one against the goalie, and goalie made some great saves against us, but we'd like to have another crack at them. And then we played Thunder Basin, and they have extremely deep, talented, large squad, and they're going to be a force to be reckoned with. I see they're already 4-0 on the year, and in 4A, they're going to be very tough.
Coach, then also on Saturday, you notched a 6-2 win against Evanston. The Bison offense seems to have come to life in this game.
Yeah, it sure did. We attacked early and we attacked often. On the tape, you could see 3, 4, 5 runners headed forward, and sometimes four runners and somebody doing a speed dribble, and we filled a lot of lanes. And when you get that kind of numbers forward, your chances of scoring are a lot better than just one guy taking it down with one partner to try to pass to. So we kind of opened up the floodgates for goals. This is a team that just needed to see the ball go in, I think. We were kind of disappointed after Campbell County game, and then that Thunder Basin game, that was a pretty rough one. It was kind of fun there. Luke Classic had two goals. Sawyer Sweckert had two goals. Michael Williams and Joe Musselman got on the board. Michael Swanson had three assists. I think Luke had two assists as well. So all in all, it was a great team effort offensively.
Well, and it sounds like from the first time you took the field on Friday to the last time on Saturday, that the team had made jumps as far as maybe getting some chemistry on the field and learning to play together.
Yes, that's right. We're trying a little newer system this year. We're kind of going risky on the back line. We're just putting three fullbacks back there. And it took some adjusting and getting used to. But if you look at our results, we allowed a penalty kick, which was, I don't know, if you look at the film, it was 50-50 call, but the referee allowed it, and they scored against Campbell County. And then we allowed two goals on corner kicks and one on a free kick against Thunder Basin, and then another penalty kick against Evanston, and then one goal from the run of play. So actually, we only allowed one goal from just a run of play. We've got to get better at defending free dead ball situations, however. Against Thunder Basin, we, for some reason, did not mark the tallest guy that they had, and surprise, he headed it in.
And, Coach, you know, you've got the opening weekend underway, and what are you kind of hoping for this week? You don't have any matches, so it's all practice this week. What are you hoping to see from your team as you roll into next week's matches?
Well, like I was telling the our assistant coaches, and I've got a great crew of people helping this year. Ben Curvin, of course, and Cam Spade is volunteering to help us, and his brother Tanner Spade's coming in twice a week to work with our goalies. Ron Glassick comes up twice a week from the girls' practice. We kind of split time, and then I'm sure Kurt Paddock would help us too, if as soon as his schedule is free and allows it. Well, I was telling the coaches is that you know, the first week's on is on me. You know, when we're not making the runs on offense and the movement off the ball that you want to see. So now that's what we'll do. We're going to work on the runs off the ball and a lot of movement. And so then the second weekend, second round of games will be on the players. You know, now they have a better plan in place. They kind of understand their roles, so we expect to see even more movement from them.
Talking with Buffalo Bison head soccer coach Dick Edgecombe. Coach, you mentioned that you changed strategy a little bit this year on the back line. Was this a strategy change just for the sake of changing, or were you kind of adapting to the team you have and playing to their strengths?
Definitely adapting to the team we have. We have a lot of clever offensive players this year, and I just wanted to get one more of them on the field. So we pulled a fullback and we added a halfback and kept two strikers up top. And so far it's looked pretty good. I want to be able to fall back into 4-4-2 again if needed. I know when we play Sheridan, I watched them down at Casper, and they played three strikers up with two really wide. So that might expose our back line a little bit. We might have to alter things slightly for them. But, you know, if you look at Coach Hepp's very successful basketball team, Coach Hammond's football team, teams should be able to adapt and learn and understand different formations and methods of play. And so it's nothing that these guys can't do.
Coach, your next two matches at Sheridan and at Gillette next week on the 27th and 29th. Do you enjoy playing up to that 4A competition to begin the season? And if so, what benefits do you think it has?
I really do. Unfortunately, these next two are right smack dab in the middle of our spring break. So I don't know who's going to be there for us. And nobody's told me yet that they're taking a last ski trip or something, but it could happen. Yeah, playing 4A, I don't think we'll play a better team all year than that Thunder Basin squad. And Campbell County had a lot of very skilled players. Sheridan is very big and very fast. And Evanston was really fast as well. So it gets you ready. I mean, once you've played those 4A teams, I think then you come and you play your 3A teams, it's a little bit of a, I don't know, it's not that it's easier, because there's some excellent teams in 3A as well, but you've already adjusted to size and speed and strength, so now you can work on other parts of our game.
All right, talking with Buffalo Bison head soccer coach Dick Edgecombe. Coach, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thanks, Brady. I always appreciate it.
Once again, that's Buffalo Bison soccer coach Dick Edgecombe. This is Community Speaks, brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street.